Main Street Tomahawk, population 3,770, but on this day easily more than 10 times that, with row after row of Harley-Davidson motorcycles angled parked along normally sedate sidewalks, overflowing with leather-clad bikers, including Scott Schoenfeld of Wausau and Sandy Schwab of Milwaukee.
What I like about it is the rumble. I like the noise and the rumble.
It's Tomahawk, what can we say?
Welcome to the Fall Ride 2010. Ron and Darlene Opichka, in their late 60s, lived just outside of town.
Noisy,
yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
The Opichkas say they're happy for all the noise and for what it means for the city's struggling economy.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
They need it.
You have a lot of professional people and there don't seem to be any trouble around any place.
It's a sentiment echoed by Lincoln County Deputy Sheriff Peter Annis.
They're not here for trouble. The old stereotype of, you know, the bad biker just really doesn't exist. Not here. Not this weekend.
Up the street in Ike's Cafe, every table is filled. Owner Pat Koth is beaming.
I mean, it's been amazing. Put a lot of money into the communities. I mean, that's the big thing, but with us, it's the friendliness of the people.
Waitress Michelle Rankin juggles two armloads of very full plates.
Country fried steak, biscuits and gravy, easy riders.
Are these people giving you good tips, or are they being kind of cheap?
They're fantastic. Fantastic.
Four blocks away in Tomahawk Sarah Park, thousands of bikers listen to Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo as they wait for the auction that will raise more than $100,000 for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Crystal Westfall is the regional coordinator.
This is our primary event that we do in North Central Wisconsin, so it helps so many families that live up here. Braces, wheelchair repairs, medical doctor visits.
The Fall Ride helps many other charities in town, including the Tomahawk High School Swim Club. Coach Marion Cole works over a vat of steaming hot dogs.
We are raising money for coaches' wages, for awards for our swimmers, for ribbons, selling hot dogs, chili cheese dogs.
Without the Fall Ride, Tomahawk would suffer, and many are grateful that the 200 remaining workers at the local assembly plant made painful concessions to keep the company from moving out of town. Dallas Drauber of Sparta strokes his long gray beard.
They were willing to give a little bit, and I'm proud of that, and it's going to keep Harley where it belongs.
Julia Scaife, also of Sparta, says the workers did what they had to do to save good-paying jobs.
You know what? They make pretty good money, and they got a lot better benefits than a lot of people walking the street here right now, so I think they're not hurting too bad by having to make concessions.
But there are dissenting views. Steve Pfeiffer, a farm agent from Kenosha, and his wife Jean, each smoking a cigar, have harsh words for Harley CEO Keith Wandell.
I think it was wrong. The guys that put the bikes together, the guys that are in the trenches, are the guys that they should take care of. And I think they forgot that.
Yeah, our friend that we're with, he works for Harley, and he's being forced to take an early retirement because otherwise he'll lose everything.
You hire somebody that's not a rider, is not into the sport, and obviously doesn't know what the Harley tradition is all about, and it's a crying shame.
The Fall Ride again brought thousands of bikers into the small Lincoln County city, with many relieved that the motorcycle they love is still being built in Wisconsin. But others are asking, at what price? In Tomahawk, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.